Good morning. I'm Jeff Reed with an ESPN 1270 news update. Someone lost a load of lumber on I-70 early this morning, according to the Cambridge Post of the State Highway Patrol. The call came in around 3:30 this morning about debris in the road on I-70 westbound, just west of the I-70-77 interchange. Now, whoever lost the load did not stop. ODOT was out this morning cleaning up the mess. Baysville Village Council met last night. Joe Farrell addressing council, saying that the county's efforts in buying out flood-damaged property is finally making some progress. Recently, another appraisal firm was contracted to assist with the project, which is divided into three groups of nearly 50 properties. These properties were approved by FEMA and a hazard mitigation grant stemming from the floods of 2004, and the county has been in the process of acquiring the properties ever since. It's hoped that the majority of the buyout procedure on all properties can be completed or near completion by the end of the year. Bank robbery in Zanesville yesterday. Police say the East Pike Century National Bank in the Sunrise Center was robbed at 4:45 yesterday. A man passed a hold-up note to the teller. The suspect described as a white male, 6 feet tall, wearing a red hooded sweatshirt and sunglasses. He was last seen walking on Greenwood Avenue. If you have information, contact the Zanesville Police Department. Our forecast for today, calling for sunny skies, a high today around 83. Mostly clear tonight, some patchy fog after midnight, a low in the upper 50s. I'm Jeff Reed reporting.